Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you, everybody. Down here, up there, all around the world, everybody watching, mom and dad. Welcome to The Late Show. I'm your host, Stephen Colbert, and we have been off. We have been off the air for a week. You know who else has? Tucker Carlson. The difference is, I'm allowed back on. Here's what happened. Last Monday, Fox News fired Tucker Carlson. I can't believe.
Wow. Wow.
I finally get to say that on TV. I've been holding this in for a week. I feel like I just had the best pee of my entire life. Like him or not, and for the record, don't. Carlson was the most watched cable news host, so why fire him? Fox did not give a reason. In fact, Tucker Carlson's exit remains a mystery. Yes. A mystery. You can read all about it in Nancy Drew in the case of why didn't this happen years ago? So, here's the dealio. So this isn't so much a whodunit, it's a why done it. But there are some clues. During the Dominion lawsuit, we learned that Carlson was privately texting disparaging remarks about his managers and coworkers. What we didn't know, but Fox later found out, is that Tucker called a senior Fox News executive the C word. Conservative? Cowabunga? Oh, that word. Wow, nice mouth, Tucker. You kiss your M&Ms with that mouth?
Hey.
Now, for those of you... You see what I did there? You see what I did there? For those who don't know what word I'm talking about, he called his boss a see you next Tuesday, or in this case, a see you never, Tucker. That was just... That was just the tip of the misogyny berg. In another video obtained by the New York Times, Tucker is shown off-camera discussing his post-menopausal fans. Okay, that seems a little rude, but that is most of his fans. After all, the surest way to stop ovulating forever is looking at this face. Wow. It's true. You know, the ovaries just drop out and pew! But it's not just sexism. Reportedly, some higher-ups at Fox were concerned about what they felt was thinly veiled racism on his show. Thinly veiled. No wonder they were mad. Fox likes their racism cut thick. Like a country bacon. Another theory is that Tucker got fired because he personally offended Fox chairman and pissed-off sack of yogurt Rupert Murdoch. Word on the street is... Tucker got a little too Christian for Murdoch's taste, including a speech at the Heritage Foundation that was laced with religious overtones. And according to a source, that stuff freaks Rupert out. Of course it does. I mean, listen, if I was Rupert Murdoch, I wouldn't want to believe in hell either. Whatever the reason. Why whistle while you work? I don't know. Whatever the reason, Fox News has parted ways with Tucker. And in his old time slot, viewership is down 56%. And not all of that is Fox viewers dying in front of their sets. Conservatives are furious that Fox fired Carlson. But another reason nobody's watching is Fox News host and man with resting lobotomy face, the brown-haired guy who's not Steve Doocy or Tucker Carlson. Just look at him enthralling viewers on Friday.
We have more in just a moment. The music's going to get louder. Graphics are going to come in, and I'm going to say something when I come back.
I'm going to go away from the screen, but my producers promised me that I will not disappear forever like that ball that rolled behind the couch. I'll just sit here and wait for you to come back. I live in your TV. My ratings are food, and please never change the channel. Fox's loss is someone else's gain, because over at conservative network Newsmax, primetime viewership has surged. That's big news for their primetime lineup, the security camera at a bait and tackle shop. Currently, Tucker is a free agent. There's plenty of interest. Immediately after he was fired, Tucker Carlson got an offer from Russia State Media. That's gotta be a tempting offer. Up till now, he's been representing Russia pro bono. Tucker has also... Da.
Check up.
He's good. Da. You report, you decide. Tucker also has gotten unofficial offers from One American News Network, conservative news outlet Blaze TV. Even Mike Lindell offered Tucker Carlson a job. Yes, Lindell wants Tucker to be the pillow. But... What's out? Oh, big news. It was big news out of the White House. I almost forgot. Last week, President Biden officially announced that he will seek a second term. Of course, we know Biden's real opponent is the ravages of time. If he wins a second term, he will be 86 years old when he leaves office, and voters feel that is, to put it delicately, way too old. According to a new poll, 70% of Americans believe Biden should not run for re-election, and half of those polled cite his age as a major reason. But what matters is that Biden is young at heart. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. It's all his other organs we have to worry about. But Joe's got hope, baby, because in that same poll, 88% of Democratic voters say they'll definitely or probably still vote for Biden if he's the nominee. Yeah! Definitely or probably. So nobody wants him, but they'll take him if he's their only option. He's the political position known as oatmeal raisin cookie. Following his announcement, Biden was asked about the age issue, and he said this.
You've said questions about your age are legitimate, and your response is always, just watch me. What do you say to those Americans who are watching and aren't convinced?
With regard to age, I can't even say, I guess how old I am, I can't even say the number. It doesn't register with me.
Listen, Jack. Listen. Listen, if you're worried about my age, you'll be pleased to know that I have trouble identifying and calculating basic numbers. Marco. What?
Oh, no.
One guy, it looks like Biden won't have to worry about much next year, is Florida governor and broken robot in the hall of never going to be presidents. Ron DeSantis. Ron DeSantis was supposed to help the GOP move past the former president, but he has one big political liability. He's Ron DeSantis. And he's tanking in the polls, and not just here, everywhere he goes on the planet. He just returned. Ron DeSantis, he just returned from a foreign trip that was officially billed as an attempt to build Florida's economic relationships with the UK, Israel, South Korea, and Japan. Yes, he was trying to boost sales of Florida's top exports. Unemployed alligators, SpongeBob face tattoos, and drunk bachelorettes wandering around going, guys, where's Liz? Where's Liz? I'm supposed to go back to the hotel with Liz. Wait, I'm Liz. So, of course, the real point of this trip was to make him look, you know, presidential. But in Japan, it made him look like this.
Governor, old show you falling behind Trump. Any thoughts on that?
I'm not a candidate, so we'll see if and when that changes.
I'm not a candidate. I'm also not in control of I'm not in control of my head. This is not a joke. I can't stop. Help, my skull is full of bees. Oh no, here we go. Okay, they found a flower. DeSantis also traveled to the United Kingdom, where he met with British business leaders who later described him as horrendous and low wattage and said that DeSantis looked bored and stared at his feet at an event co-hosted by Lloyd's of London, the world's largest insurance marketplace. He bored British insurance agents. Oh, I say. Oh. My goodness. I say, he's frightfully dull. Let's go back to discussing deductibles for chimney lung. The harshest review of all. It felt really a bit like we were watching a state-level politician. There wasn't any stardust. No stardust, or as it's known in Florida, meth. That wasn't the only low light from DeSantis' trip. Here he is responding to a question about a former Gitmo detainee who claims DeSantis was present while he was being tortured.
How would they know me? Okay, think about that. Do you honestly believe that's credible? So this is 2006. I'm a junior officer. Do you honestly think that they would have remembered me from Adam? Of course not.
Do you really think a guy would remember me? No one remembers me. I don't remember me. What's my name again? Glom de Sandwich? Oh, no, the bees are back. The bees are back. Oh! We had a great show for you tonight.
More Late Show Pod Show after this.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
But folks, right now, there's one big story that we have not talked about yet, partly because it's partly about us. For the past few weeks, the Writers Guild of America, which is the union representing television and film writers, has been negotiating with the major studios for a new and fair contract. Now, these are closed negotiations, so we don't know exactly what's happening. All we know is that tonight at midnight Pacific time, the old contract ends, and if a deal has not been reached, the union could go on strike tomorrow, which means that writers might have to do something totally against their nature. Go outside. Okay, these people right here, these are our writers. These are our writers, and I'll stick myself in there because I'm WGA too, and they're so important to our show. They write the monologue, the meanwhile, the cold open, and without these people, this show would be called The Late Show with a Guy Rambling About the Lord of the Rings and Boats for an Hour. This negotiation impacts our whole staff, of course, who work so hard to bring you this show every night, which is why everybody, including myself, hopes both sides reach a deal. But I also think that the writers' demands are not unreasonable. I'm a member of the Guild. I support collective bargaining. This nation owes so much to unions. They're the reason. Unions. This is true. Unions are the reason we have weekends, and by extension, why we have TGI Fridays. So the next time you enjoy a whiskey-glazed Blaze burger, you thank a union. Definitely took a few Teamsters to assemble that thing. My, Might be a little shaved Jimmy Hoffa in there someplace. But just in case there is a strike and we have to go off the air, we today put together some jokes about news stories that we're pretty sure could happen in the next couple of weeks. In Florida, Disney has prevailed in its First Amendment lawsuit against Ron DeSantis. As part of the settlement, DeSantis will perform 3 months of community service, poop scooping after Sully from Monsters, Inc. Over at the White House, Joe Biden has officially announced he's running for election in 2024. Yes, I know he already did that, but he keeps doing it. And that's one of the reasons why people are so worried. Oh, there's news from the Republican side as well. Adding to his list of legal troubles, the former president has been indicted for using child labor at Mar-a-Lago. But in his defense, it's nearly impossible to find anyone willing to play with Eric. In the world of entertainment, the Barbie movie has broken box office records thanks to a steamy full frontal scene where you can see all of Ken's smooth lump. And just to make sure, that we cover all of our bases, here's a quick rundown of some top future headlines. ChatGPT has passed the bar, but decides it really wants to be a DJ. King Charles' coronation is postponed because they couldn't find a Batman pinata. And the Met Gala unveils next year's theme. Everybody just dressed like Elmo. And I've got one last prediction. After the break, I give Nicolas Cage the Colbert questionnaire. We'll be right back.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a six-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one All-Star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Everybody, look at that. Right there, that man right there, you know that. That's the star of Renfield, Nicolas Cage. And Nicolas, it was lovely to have you on the show recently, and I had a great time on that night. And thank you for coming back.
Well, absolutely.
This
and
evening.
Thank you for inviting me again.
And the reason I really wanted to have you back is that I always wanted to interview you, but it's even like a 15, 16-minute interview, it's hard to get to know somebody in that length of time.
Absolutely.
And so what we have done here at The Late Show is that we had our data engineers crunch some numbers with the help of an AI system. Right. They've created something called the Colbert Questionnaire, which is... Okay. Have you heard about this?
I don't know what the questions are, but I know you ask some questions
that stimulate... penetrating questions.
Yeah, they penetrate and then stimulate
They go in and they're rib crackers, and I look right at the heart of the person, and the world knows who you are at the end of this. Are you prepared to be known, Nicolas Cage?
I guess I'm finally prepared to no longer be anonymous and be known.
Brave man. Colbert Questionnaire, question one for Nicolas Cage. Nicolas Cage, what is the best sandwich?
Ah, the muffaletta sandwich in New Orleans at the Central Grocery.
What's on a muffaletta?
It's a kind of a combination of salamis and provolone cheeses with a special olive dressing, which is juicy and tangy. And the bread is soft and just a beautiful sandwich.
I'm in. What was the first concert you ever went to?
The Who in San Francisco.
What? The
Fillmore Stadium. And I was a big fan of the movie Kids Are All Right. And Roger did this incredible thing where he was spinning the microphone with his with the cable, and he just hit the cymbal. It was like, you know, 50 feet behind him, and he got it right on the cymbal. I was just so amazed. And when the concert was over, I was like, yes! And my cousin thought I was absurd because I was so excited I couldn't stay in my seat. But I was just blown away by that show.
Quality. Yeah. Quality first concert.
Yeah.
What is the scariest animal?
Well, you know, Stephen, I'd have to say the centipede.
Yeah. Why the centipede?
Well, look at it. Yeah.
There's a terrible moment when a centipede shows up in Renfield, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, well, they're important. They're arthropods, and they help the world, the earth, but they're scary, and they're very vicious in the natural realm.
Thank God.
I mean, the way they eat crickets is like a garbage disposal. With the mandibles. I've seen it.
Apples or oranges?
Oh, oranges. Oh, yeah, oranges. When you consider the orange family, tangerines, don't even get me started about the Tangelo. I mean,
I wouldn't dare.
Yeah.
I wouldn't dare. We don't have all night.
Yeah.
Have you ever asked someone for their autograph?
Yeah.
May I ask who?
Pete Townsend.
Wow. Did you get it?
No. Well, I wasn't in person. I sent him a picture. I said, would you sign this? And maybe he did sign it, but I never came back in the mail.
Pete, if you're watching, send it to me and I'll make sure he gets it. Do you want to say anything to Nick? I'm a big
fan.
Yeah,
sorry,
Pete.
This took so long, Nick.
What do you think happens when we die?
Oh, wow. Well, nobody really knows. I don't know. I mean, I think, you know, they say that electricity is forever eternal, that the spark keeps going. I'd like to think whatever spark is animating our bodies, once the body passes on, that the spark continues to go. But whether or not that electricity has consciousness or not, who could really say?
Favorite action movie?
Favorite action.
You can be one of yours.
No, I would have to go with Bruce Lee, Enter the Dragon. Yeah.
Window or aisle?
Oh, aisle. I'm older. I need to use the restroom.
You don't want to have to say, excuse me. I understand. Favorite smell?
Night blooming jasmine.
Least favorite smell?
My wife's pet Pomeranian's crap.
Very specific. It's very yeah. Specific.
Oh, it's specific.
Yeah. What is your earliest memory?
Wow, I don't remember. Let me think. I think, I know this sounds really far out, and I don't know if it's real or not, but sometimes I think I could go all the way back to in utero and feeling like I could, like, see faces in the dark or something. I know that sounds powerfully abstract, but that somehow seems like maybe it happened.
Do these faces in the dark, were other people in there with you, or were these things that your prenatal mind was conjuring?
Now that I'm no longer in utero, I would have to imagine it was perhaps vocal vibrations resonating through to me in that state. That's
sure.
Going way back, so I don't know. But okay. That comes to mind.
All right, no, I buy it. I do. You're Nick Cage.
Sure.
Who am I to say you don't remember being in utero?
I don't even know if I remember being in utero, but that thought has crossed my mind.
Okay. Cats or dogs?
Oh, cats. Cats.
You only get one song to listen to for the rest of your life. What is it?
Well, you see, Stephen, I take my birthdays very seriously, and I really love the ritual of the cake and the candles and the happy birthday to you. And I need to have that one wish when you blow out the candles. And I've found remarkably that more often than not, the wish does come true. So I would have to go with the birthday song.
Wow. Okay. Classic. Simple.
Yeah.
What number am I thinking of?
12.
Sorry, what?
12.
No. Describe the rest of your life in 5 words.
Loving, compassionate, electric, effective. It's a toss up between hilarious and healthy. They both start with H. Can I have both? No? Hilarious.
Hilariously healthy.
Yeah, hilariously healthy. I'll take it.
Congratulations. You are known, Nick Cage.
Thank you.
Good feeling, isn't it?
Yeah, it's good. Ron Burton. Finally.
Renfield is in theaters now. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, wherever you get your podcasts.